Hello, I'm Rosemary Mayne with the BBC News. Thousands of people have marched through the streets of Washington to show their support for Donald Trump's unfounded claims of fraud in the presidential election. Many of them headed towards the Supreme Court. Our North America correspondent David Willis reports.
A week after Joe Biden was declared the winner of the US presidential election, flag-waving Donald Trump supporters were joined by members of far-right groups in support of Mr. Trump's claims that the election was stolen from him. Tense scenes followed, involving counter-protesters and members of the Black Lives Matter movement. President Trump has so far refused to concede the election and has launched legal challenges in several key states. But election officials have declared the election the most secure in this country's history, and his chances of overturning the result appear to be fading.
President Erdogan of Turkey is intending to make a controversial visit to northern Cyprus today to mark the anniversary of the self-declared Turkish Republic there that only Turkey recognises. He sparked outrage among Greek Cypriots and some Turkish Cypriots over his plan to hold a picnic in the deserted former resort of Varosha, or Marash, as the Turks call it. Argentina says it has reinforced security at its border after being alerted about a possible bomb against a Jewish target inside the country. Argentina has the biggest Jewish community in Latin America. Our America's editor Leonardo Rocha reports.
Argentina's security minister said its embassy in London had received information from an anonymous source which was being checked. According to the source, someone is planning to smuggle enough ammonium nitrate into Argentina to produce a bomb. The Jewish community in Buenos Aires was the target of two huge bomb attacks in the early 1990s, which killed more than 110 people. The first one was against the Israeli embassy in 1992. 2 years later, a truck loaded with explosives destroyed a Jewish cultural center in the heart of the Argentine capital.
A canoe has capsized in northeast Nigeria, killing 18 people, nearly all of them young girls. Police said they were traveling to a farm on the other side of the Bugi River in the Bauchi state. The girls who drowned were aged between 8 and 15. 5 people were rescued. The number of confirmed coronavirus cases in Mexico has now passed 1 million as infections surge. It's the fourth country in Latin America and the 11th worldwide to register that figure. More than 98,000 people have died of COVID-19 in Mexico. Mexico's president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, has been heavily criticised for what opponents consider a populist approach to the pandemic, often shunned face masks to greet supporters. More than 200 British women have joined legal action against the makers of a sterilisation product over claims that it caused illness and extreme pain. BBC News.